Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English.
And this week, we're not only going to help you with your English, but also we have news about a fantastic new competition.
Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
Liverpool go top after hitting Watford for six.
Liverpool went to the top of the Premier League table for the first time this season. Liverpool looked brilliant as two goals from Sadio Mane and one each from Philippe Coutinho, Emre Can, Roberto Firmino and Giorgio Wijnaldum put the Reds 1 point clear of Chelsea.
Chelsea give a five-star performance.
Chelsea beat Everton 5-0 and Eden Hazard and Pedro were in great form as Antonio Conte's side continue their climb up the table. The Blues have won their last five Premier League matches without conceding a goal and scoring 16.
Zlatan grabs goal number 25,000.
The 25,000th goal of the Premier League was scored on Sunday. It was Zlatan Ibrahimovic who got the goal. When he was told about the match, he joked that he thought it was him who had scored 25,000 goals.
The big news on Premier Skills English for you this week is that we have a new competition for you. It's called the Big Football Quiz.
That's right, and you could win a Premier League match ball. The Nike Audem 4 is exactly what's used on match day and is worth about £100.
To have a chance of winning this great prize, all you have to do is answer 10 questions. Five of them test your football English and five of them test your football knowledge.
The Big Football Quiz is on our homepage and there's also a link on the side of this page. Remember, you need to be logged in to do the Big Football Quiz. Let us know in the comments section if you have any questions or send us an email at premierskills@britishcouncil.org. Some fantastic performances at the weekend. Eden Hazard's goal for Chelsea was brilliant, and Pedro played really well for Chelsea too. Zlatan and Pogba were looking good for Manchester United, but I imagine you want to choose a Liverpool player, Rich.
I think I must, Jack. Liverpool were brilliant in their 6-1 win against Watford. Philippe Coutinho is my player of the season so far. But our player of the week this week is Sadio Mane.
Yeah, he got two of Liverpool's six and he's getting better every week.
Do you agree with our choice? Let us know in the comments section. Before we move on to the language focus, let's talk to Stevie Stato in Stats Amazing.
So, Stevie, what stat have you got for us this week?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored the 25,000th Premier League goal at the weekend. Back in 1992 when the Premier League began, Manchester United conceded the first ever Premier League goal. It was scored by Sheffield United and Manchester United lost the match 2-1.
Thanks for that stat, Stevie.
I missed the football yesterday.
How come?
Well, we had a family dinner, and I couldn't miss it. And that meant I had to miss all the football.
Nightmare. Is your dad not a football fan?
No, he's not really. He's more of a rugby fan.
Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
So tell me, what happened?
Okay, I know you know, but Liverpool went top of the Premier League. They were brilliant.
6-1, the biggest result of the season.
Coutinho was brilliant. Firmino, Mane, Lallana, all superb. We could have scored 10.
And what happened in the other matches?
Jurgen Klopp said that he was really happy.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. 6-1 is a great result. So what about the other matches?
I think Liverpool can win the Premier League, you know.
Is that you or Jurgen Klopp speaking?
That's me. Jurgen Klopp has told his players to stay cool.
Not like you. There were some other matches yesterday, you know?
No, I know. I may be getting a bit too excited about Liverpool. Klopp has played down talk of winning the Premier League, and he's urged his players to work hard and concentrate on their performances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what about the North London derby? It was a big game, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea, the Manchester clubs. Klopp has warned them that this Liverpool team is not the same team as 2 years ago.
Rich, the North London derby?
Oh, yeah. A draw. It finished 1-1. Very, very boring.
Thanks. At last.
We've just been talking about what Jurgen Klopp said after Liverpool's 6-1 win against Watford. We use some different verbs to show what Jurgen Klopp said or how he felt after the match. These verbs are called reporting verbs.
Reporting verbs are verbs that we can use to describe what somebody else said and how they felt at the time.
The most common reporting verbs are say and tell. I used these in the previous section. They're quite neutral. The one thing that is important to remember is to use tell with an object.
So Rich said Jurgen Klopp told his players to stay cool. His players is the object here.
But some reporting verbs have much more meaning. Let's take two examples, the verbs urge and warn.
Rich said Klopp urged his players to work hard. The form of the sentence is the same as using tell, but the sentence has much more meaning. The verb urge means to persuade or encourage someone very strongly.
So when I used urge, you can imagine Jurgen Klopp shouting on the touchline, jumping up and down, saying, come on, work hard. Because the verb tell is neutral, you can't really imagine this.
It's the same with warn. Rich said Klopp has warned them that his Liverpool team is not the same as 2 years ago. By using the reporting verb warn, the other teams should be a little bit scared or frightened because Klopp is warning them. He's challenging them.
Yeah, it has a much stronger meaning than saying Klopp said or Klopp told them.
If you can use a variety of reporting verbs to describe what others say, it makes your English better and more advanced. We're going to give you three sentences and we want you to complete each one with a reporting verb, but you can't use say or tell.
Number one, Wenger. His team looked flat in the North London derby.
Number two, Antonio Conte. Eden Hazard and Chelsea's performance.
Number three, the manager about the referee after his penalty decision.
Of course, there are lots of different possible answers, and we would like you to write some of them in our comments section at the bottom of the page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week, Jack?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was a schoolboy error. I really don't like this phrase, but it means a very simple mistake. Watford made a few schoolboy errors in their game against Liverpool.
Well done to Lubomir from Ukraine and Shabonanek from Russia. You two were the only listeners to get the right answer last week.
This week's phrase is... The second word in this phrase means a person or team that has a... The second word in this phrase means a person or a team that has a chance of winning something. The first word is what all the Premier League teams are trying to win. The Premier League. So, I would say that Liverpool are now major... But there are five or six other teams that are in contention too.
Tricky, but I think that final sentence might give our listeners a helping hand. Last week's prediction was the North London Derby between Arsenal and Tottenham. And after Jack scored the first perfect score of the season last week, this week I'm happy to say that I got the score spot on. The North London Derby finished 1-1, exactly as I had predicted.
Our listeners and I went for an Arsenal win, so no points for us. That takes you back into the lead in our prediction league, Rich. You're on 7 points, I'm on 6, and our listeners are on 4. Come on, we know you can do better out there.
No Premier League matches this weekend because of the international break, so let's finish for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.